time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Pumice is kind of stalwart in the alternative circles of New Zealand music. If Discogs serves me right, the project has been going for nearly 25 years and is primarily based around Stephen Neville. But at this point, Pumice is a duo with Jade Farley on violin and guitar and keyboards, and they join me in studio. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is Discogs correct?
That sounds about right, yeah. I was 16 when it started and I'm 44 now.
Goodness. We've known each other for a little while now, but I never knew that Pumice was started there. I never knew the origins.
Yeah, like early 90s Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Whara Whara to be exact.
And I guess, so what were the intentions of the project when you were first starting it?
There were, I don't know, there were no intentions. We were learning how to make music, and we learned by doing it in public and and on cassettes. Participating. I mean, you know, I'm a music fan, and people I knew were making music, so I could do that.
And how has your approach to Pumice changed over time?
I don't know. It's always evolved, it's always changed, it's always ebbed and flowed, and sometimes I don't do it for a long time, and sometimes I do it hard out, and sometimes there's more than just me, and sometimes there's just me. I don't know. I'm enjoying having Jade in the band immensely.
Yeah, it's been fun doing it. This is, I think, the third... We're just saying maybe the third time we've played as a duo.
And how have the first two performances gone?
Oh, exceedingly well.
They've been good.
They've been all right. The first one was in a church.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of nice churchy atmosphere.
Church reverb.
Which church?
Pitt Street.
The Sunday
church
school.
Hall, yeah.
It's lovely down there.
Yeah, it was really nice. And it was an afternoon thing too. And then the second one was in the stairwell at the Audio Foundation, so it's slightly less holy, but it's quite holy.
It's hallowed ground.
Yeah, still, still reverent and spiritual.
Mm. No, I saw a video of that stairwell performance.
Yeah, that was good, that stairwell performance.
That's why we're here, isn't it?
Well, no, I've been meaning to get you on for a long time, Stephen, since I took the reins of Freak the Sheep a wee while ago. And I'm super stoked that it has eventuated. And I didn't realise that you'd be bringing so much gear as well. Could you maybe work us through what we'll be hearing you perform with?
Okay. Two Jensen amplifiers with spring reverbs. Yours has got a spring reverb?
Yeah, mine's got always reverb. Got a keyboard, Casio keyboard. Got a violin and a guitar. A few knobbly things, a few kettle-y things.
Over here is the reed organ, or sometimes known as a chord organ, and a little synthesizer, and some Walkmans and intercoms.
Can we talk about the organ? Because it's a particular instrument. How did you come to have this one in particular?
My sister found it somewhere and gave it to me, and I was like, oh, okay, I don't know what to do with that. But that's cool, it's very nice. It's become a, you know, foundation instrument for lots of things I've done.
And reverb's been brought up a couple of times. Now, quick combo.
Oh, that was sort of accidental, but yeah, I suppose it has been.
Well, we've got to, this is a lot less sacred than our previous gigs, you know.
I thought it it was more.
It's a small room here in the BFM studio. We need to...
We had to bring our own holy sprinkle.
Good. I was wondering how, in your opinion, kind of how is Auckland's alternative music scenes or scenes that you inhabit going at them? Oh, the pained face. I mean, you must have seen it ebb and flow in your time.
Yeah, yep. That's just the natural way of things, isn't it? There's always cool stuff happening. I don't know. Questions like that, I have nothing to say.
Well, then let's talk to your relationship with Soft Abuse.
Okay.
Who have been releasing your music for a wee while now. I guess maybe for people who don't know who they are, would you be able to let them know who they are and how that came to be?
Okay, Soft Abuse is a guy called Chris Berry, who's an American, lives in Minneapolis, but he's from Florida, and he's a music fan. I first heard of the label because he put out a Futurian CD in the early 2000s, and then I recorded an album and was looking for a home for it, and someone told me that Chris was a Pumice fan, so sent it in. And yeah, that was about 2004 or something, and met him a few times, and he's a mighty human being, and he's never said no to me when I've pitched records to him. I'm not like signed, there's no paperwork, it's not a deal. He puts out music he likes.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I don't have to worry about all that stuff.
and are you behind the well catalogued Stabby's Bandcamp?
Yeah, yep. That's me.
If you wanna lose yourself in a good many hours listening, yeah, Stabby's.
It's an archive.
Yeah,
lots of little tape releases that me and friends did over the years, just kind of preserved them there, as well as new stuff. It's not a proper label, but
it's look, there's a lot of great stuff there. Stabbies.bandcamp.com. Maybe could you walk us through the three songs we're about to hear?
We're gonna play Hemochromatosis Bring a Plate, which is the most recent Pumice release, which was a 7-inch on Soft Abuse, which is kind of why we're playing together, right? Because you played on the recording.
Yeah, you'd had it floating around for a while, hadn't you? And then sort of you were getting people to add some parts to some of your songs.
Yep, so that one. Then we're going to do Necklace on a Necklace, which is one of Jade's songs.
Ooh.
Which is a beautiful number. And then we're going to do Ridge from the back catalogue. It's one of the songs that people who like Pumice seem to particularly like, so we'll try not to butcher it.
As you can hear, we're about to move some microphones, then Pumice will perform live, so just bear with us for 2 moments. This is live radio, so don't stress.
Well, just tell us when to go.
Whenever you...
Oh, we're on.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.